And a good Wednesday morning to you, and welcome into the DDC here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Derek Mason with you, Elijah Campbell, manning things at the Hillside Medical Game Studio on what will probably be another rainy Wednesday here in Nashville. Lots of things to get into. Jackie Redmond from NHL Network coming up in 15 minutes. Talk about the Predators' win last night over Minnesota. Next up will be Ottawa tomorrow night. One of five more road games left this month, this regular season. So we'll get into all things with Jackie Redmond at 10:15. Looking forward to that conversation. Talk a little NFL draft to start the second hour. Guys, what's going on?
What's happening? Like you said, just another rainy Nashville Wednesday. I was about to say Thursday for some reason, but Wednesday.
Trying to move this week along, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm trying to move it along, man. I got a walkthrough today on my house. I'm going to see how this goes because it's been pushed back. We pushed it back twice. So I'm always an optimistic guy anyway. So
you are.
Yeah, so I'm walking into this thing being very optimistic, but you know, I got a little anger in me.
Directed you do?
Yeah. It's a little irritation.
You do?
Because sometimes, you know, I never understood, like, when you are a consumer of anything and you're buying something from someone, how dare they get upset with you or anybody in your party when you are, you know, asking questions or just concerned about, you know, things that are going on. How dare do they get mad at you and you're the one that's purchasing it? I don't get that. I've never understood that part, you know?
I don't either.
Yeah. It baffles me.
What are you dealing with?
You know, it's like it baffles me, man. It's like I am buying this from you. I'm the one that's paying the money, not you. So why are you, like, irritated at anything, you know? It's like, hey, you're supposed to make the consumer happy, right? If the consumer is not doing, you know, it's not going, you know, beyond what, you know, we all agreed upon, which I'm a very reasonable person. I understand. I try to understand both sides. So we will see. I'm trying not to walk in with that, but we will see. I hate confrontation, but I'm not going to shy away from it either. So, you know, there we go.
Well, good luck with that.
I will let you guys know how it goes tomorrow.
Okay. Do you know what happened to me?
What's that?
I'll give my little quirky story right before the show. I can't even say this without laughing. It cracks me up. So my phone has been blowing up. And typically, I don't know how you guys are. Mm-hmm. You know, the people I'm going to answer – I probably got you in my contacts, right? You're in there. So if a name pops up, I'm probably going to answer it. If it doesn't, I'm probably not going to answer it. That's just how I operate because, you know, I mean, we all get calls. We don't have any interest in, you know, somehow they've gotten your number. Mm-hmm. And you don't want, you know, not taking telemarketers and all that stuff. Well, my phone has been blowing up the last 10 minutes. By the way, it's ringing again. I don't know what's – this is hilarious, but it's not really hilarious. Like, I'm laughing now. Maybe check back in later today. Let's find out if it's still hilarious. Well, this one number is – so random numbers, but this one number kept calling me back over and over again. So right before the show, I answered it. And he's like, is this Darren? And I was like, yes.
He's like, Darren, I finally got you.
He's like, I'm calling about the Jeep. I'm like, calling about the Jeep. What Jeep? He goes, the ad you just put out for the Jeep that you're selling? And I'm like, is that a Jeep Commander? Uh-huh. He's like, yep. I was like, yeah, we sold that years ago. We sold that like 5 years ago.
Oh, wow.
He goes, well, somebody just posted that ad with your phone number 22 minutes ago. And I was like, what? So my phone's been ringing and ringing, so I don't know what's going on. I don't know how a five-year-old ad got reposted. But people are calling me about a vehicle we haven't owned in 5 years. So
they probably think it's a really good deal.
Yeah.
Well,
especially now.
Right. Whoever posted it says, you know, like $1.99 or something. I don't know what they posted it for, but it's a hot commodity.
It was a really good car 5 years ago. Now, I mean, it's really aged well, apparently.
Well, I don't know who's, you know, who's been I remember who we sold it to, but I mean, I didn't know them personally, but I mean, it's a nice man. I'm sure he's taking care of it, but I have no idea what kind of shape it's in. But whoever reposted it, they must have put it at a really attractive price because my phone has been blowing up the last 15 minutes.
Oh, wow. Well, you might want to, you know, change your voicemail and put in there, hey, listen, if you're calling about that Jeep.
It's gone.
It's gone.
In fact, you're right. That's a good idea. During the break, I should change my message to, hey, this is Darren. If you're calling about the Jeep Commander, it's sold. If you're not, leave a message.
Oh, man.
That's a really good point, D-Mace. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, sometimes.
If it keeps ringing, I think I may take you up on that.
Because I'm telling you, 5 years ago, it was probably a fair deal that you sold it. Now it's probably, they're thinking like, that is a great deal considering how prices have went up on used cars.
Sure.
Oh, they're probably like, man, he probably couldn't wait to get you on the phone.
And inventory's gone down. So, yeah, he's, I mean, he was, let's see, what's the word? What was Barry Trotz? Resiliency? He's been very resilient in his calls. And he finally got me to answer. I mean, it was smart. He kept calling. I was like, who is this that keeps calling me over and over and over again? Same number. So I'm like, hello? He's like, Darren? And I'm like, yeah.
I hate when people do that.
You still got the Jeep? I'm like, the Jeep.
What Jeep?
The Jeep. What are you? I was like, Jeep Commander? Question mark? He's like, yeah. I'm like, sold 5 years ago?
Oh, man.
He's like, well, somebody just posted something 22 minutes ago. I was like, uh-oh. Sorry?
Sorry, it's gone.
Don't have it.
But I hate when people do that, when they call you.
Here's another one calling. Holy moly.
And they just say, they just say your first name. This Derek? I'm thinking like, first, who's calling? You know, don't just say, is this Derek? No. Who is this calling, for one? that determines if this is Derek or not.
That's the good part about having a name that's hard to pronounce. They'll say, the giveaway is always when I get one of those, is this William I'm like, yeah, you're a telemarketer. Thank you. See you later.
Danuke.
Usually if they say, is this William, I'm like, okay, I know I don't know this person.
Yeah, no one's calling you William.
Yeah.
None of your friends are calling you William.
I have 11 missed calls. By the way, the whole time we've been talking, it's been ringing. I have 12 missed calls now because now there's one from Columbia. So somebody's – you're right,
Let me
Derek.
See if somebody posted
I didn't
this,
put it
man.
Together. Like, goodness. Somebody's put up something ridiculous. Like, yes. It's probably like $200 or something.
Wow.
It must be on Facebook or something. I don't know.
I don't even know where it is. Yeah, I don't even.
Because you know how Facebook, they will sometimes they put on your feed like a memory from 5-10 years ago, and you can repost it if you want to.
Right.
Is this a time hop ad?
Exactly.
Remember 5 years ago,
five
that
years
great
ago.
Memory when you sold your Jeep?
Exactly.
And we've got Oak Ridge, Tennessee.
Yeah, they're calling.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, come on, Darren. You got to change your answer machine, man.
Oh, my gosh. It doesn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They want that Jeep.
Corey on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, says, sounds like D-Mace has already got – you just made the list ready for Friday.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let's see. Ryan on our text line says it's a scammer looking. So reported immediately because it's how they start to hack social media accounts. So a lot of people. Oh, Lauren has found it. She said it's free.
It's a free Jeep.
Free.
Oh,
that
my
is why
God.
People are calling me. People. Somebody.
Well, that's a pretty good deal.
They posted it for free.
Oh, wow. goodness.
I don't know why I'm laughing. Like, my life is going to be hell today.
They posted. No wonder. I would have called you, too.
I don't know what's more surprising, the fact that it got reposted or relisted like that, or the fact that so many people are calling actually believing a Jeep is free.
Yeah.
Exactly.
See, they saw that. Hey, like,
let's check
Jeep,
this out.
It's free. It's got to be free. You know that guy. There's no strings attached.
Darren, you know that guy that called you, too, is at work right now going, yeah, you know, I got the guy on the phone, the free Jeep, and it's a scam, man. It's not for free. He already sold it 5 years ago. Like, what was I doing? I called this guy like 7 times. I finally got him on the phone. Like, he actually thought he had something.
And he's mad at you.
Yeah, he's mad at you.
On our text line, hey, Darren, I'm texting you about your Jeep's extended warranty. Please pick up. Thanks, John the Mailman.
Oh, man.
And here's another call. Oh, my gosh. What do I do, guys? I've never had this happen before. I don't know. I got to find out.
Change your phone number.
I got to find out. Like, this is crazy. Like, it just.
Change your phone number.
The minute it hangs up, a new number calls. It's unbelievable. So they.
I wonder who reposted it.
Like to your point, like who's? I think Elijah, you just jumped in and said, like who really posts, you know, on anything you're selling? You know, there's a Columbia and another Columbia, Tennessee number. Who posts that they're selling their vehicle for? They're not selling it. They're just giving it away. Like how many times do you see that post?
Nah.
Hey,
never.
Jeep Commander, you don't? Free. Just come pick it up.
You wouldn't smell a rat. When you, hey, is this really?
That's how people get kidnapped. Yeah.
Exactly. Nothing's for free, man.
Hey, just come pick it up. It's free.
Nothing in life is for free.
Yeah. Don't worry about anything. Just come on in. The door will be open.
Don't bring a cell phone or anything that can track you.
The keys will be on the table. Come on in. Don't worry. All right. We'll come back. Jackie Redmond from NHL Network. I don't believe she's called me. She has not seen the ad, probably. But we'll talk to her. We'll talk a little bit about this.
Everybody else has, but just not Jackie.
I think apparently everyone has seen the ad, but Jackie. But we'll make her aware that there is a free Jeep Commander here in town. We'll come back, talk Preds with her next here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Back here on the DDC on this Wednesday morning, crazy Wednesday morning. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Derek Mason with you. Guys, before we go to our very special guest, as my phone just rings and rings and rings, I found the ad. Free Jeep Commander. Free 2009 Jeep Commander Black, needs engine work and new tires. It lists my number. Ask for Darren and call between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. No voicemails, just call until I answer. Thanks. That's the ad.
Wow.
Now you know when our phone hasn't stopped. I now have 26 missed calls since we jumped on the air.
Sounds like
Do you know who posted it or reposted it?
I'm going to have to get – it's Craigslist.
Oh.
So I'm obviously have to take care of that. Yeah, that explains a lot. All right, let's go to Jackie Redmond, NHL Network. Jackie, how we doing? You need a Jeep
She's
Commander?
Not calling to come on the show, Darren. She's calling about the Jeep.
Listen, I'm not even joking, boys. I actually am in the market for a new vehicle. So.
Well, I sold it 5 years ago.
Bad boy.
I sold it 5 years ago, so I don't know what's happened, but somebody has reposted this ad right before the show, and my phone hasn't stopped ringing about my free Jeep Commander that I sold 5 years ago, and to call during show hours, and don't leave a voicemail. Yeah. Just keep calling me.
Listen, I can respect the prank. I really do. I feel like there was a lot of investigative work, I'm sure, that had to go into making that happen, whoever the culprit is behind this. But it doesn't sound like that Jeep can get me from Jersey to Connecticut twice a week. So
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, Jackie, but yeah, that Jeep is not going to get you from point A to point B. The Predators got from point A to point B last night. Nice win over Minnesota, 6-2. Had a playoff feel. It was nasty. A lot of fighting. Ryan Johansson got his first hat trick. But this is what you get this time of year, right? Final month of the season, final push, and it's starting to feel like it, and the Predators have a really tough schedule down the stretch.
Yeah, you know, I would say the last couple of weeks we've been feeling almost night after night that intensity just continuing to slowly build as we get closer and closer to the postseason. And you know, I've been paying especially close attention to the Predators of late because I'm doing their game coming up here this weekend against Pittsburgh. But yeah, you're right. We definitely have that playoff feel and that intensity. And I like the way the Preds look right now. I like the way that they have sort of formed this. And I'll ask you guys, because you guys are so much more in tune with the team than I am. I feel like they've really solidified their identity as a team this year. And I feel like that's something that they've been missing in the past, is like, who are the Nashville Predators outside of a team that has solid goaltending? 5 years ago, you would say, well, they've got the best blue line in the NHL. That's 5 years ago now, 6 years ago. So now I feel like they've reestablished who they are, and it's part of why they've been successful this year.
Yeah, I had the time frame you're talking about. I had a Jeep Commander back in that time frame, so that's how long it's been, Jackie. By the way,
it all comes back to the Jeep.
Real quick, before we get back into this team, how was speaking of atmospheres? How was the atmosphere down in Dallas this week? And you were working WrestleMania, right?
I was. Honestly, it was so awesome. I mean, just from a production standpoint, to see what it takes to put on a show of that magnitude, to have like 70,000 plus people in Cowboy Stadium on back-to-back nights, and then to put on the show that they put on, I was just blown away by the production of it all. And then to have Stone Cold be the sort of center of it all, to be the highlight reel that he was, I mean, that was what introduced me to WWE, was that era of, you know, The Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin, the Hardy Boys, Lita, you know, that was my era, that Attitude era. So I felt like I was 10 again, you know, watching Stone Cold smash beers together and chug them. So it was a blast. I had so much fun. But I will say, you step away from hockey for 4 days, you come back and feel like you know nothing. I was like, oh my gosh, I have so much catching up to do. So yesterday was a bit of a ride, let's just say that, on NHL Now.
Well, if you're still doing that job in 2026, hopefully you'll be back in Nashville at the brand new stadium. You know, you were at Nissan Stadium, but at our brand new enclosed stadium that will be hosting a WrestleMania, but that'll be in 2026. So,
well, listen, hopefully that's not that far away, so hopefully I'll be able to stick around that long.
So how do you see this playing out? I mean, everybody would like for it to be easy. It's easy in the East. Everything has been solidified for, I feel like, months or maybe the entire season. I don't know. That's what it feels like. Not in the West. This thing is probably coming down to the final week. Heck, it may come down to the final day. How do you see this final push in the Central and, more importantly, the 8 teams in the Western Conference?
Well, I think in terms of, you know, Nashville's perspective, I think it's a lot of this is going to come down to those games in hand, right? I know them and Nashville and Dallas have those games in hand. They have to take advantage of those because all of a sudden, you know, Vegas is playing pretty well. So I like the chances for the Predators to hang on to a spot because of those games in hand. So as long as they can control their own fate, it doesn't really matter what anyone else does. And we see this every year. You know, we talk about games in hand, games in hand, games in hand, which are great. But if you throw those games on the floor and you don't do anything with them, then it's not necessarily a good thing. So I like the situation for the Predators because they still, as much as they would like other teams to help them out, they're not relying on that, and that bodes well for them and the Stars.
Jackie, a quick question for you before I pass over to Willie. Last night's game, it seems like to me that Minnesota was more inclined to show Nashville their toughness than actually trying to win the game, because they started off the game and it was like they were more inclined to fight and show their toughness, because they, to them, it seems like they already got their playoff position set. To me, it was like they were more inclined to fight and show their toughness rather than to win the game.
Yeah, and you know, I think that comes back to experience, right? Mm-hmm. Like, as good as the Minnesota Wild has been, and we're going to see this in the first round, we see it every single year, there are teams that fall into the trap of focusing on the wrong things, focusing on proving a certain area of their game instead of leaning into their strengths, getting pulled into the drama, the inevitable adversity that every team will face on the road to a Stanley Cup. So I think we saw a little bit of that last night from the Minnesota Wild, but it's interesting because we had Chris Mason on the show yesterday, and he talked about how the Preds have generally of late fared well against the Minnesota Wild, and part of the reason he felt that was the case was because they were physical. And Minnesota went out at the deadline and addressed their physicality a little bit. They're tougher to play against this year, just generally speaking, in terms of their identity. So maybe that's something going into the game where they felt, you know, we're not going to let the Preds push us around. But instead of, you know, adding that physicality, that toughness as an element of their game, they leaned into it so much that they forgot what's made them successful in the first place. So there could be that at play, but hopefully they'll, you know, well, maybe not for the Preds, hopefully, but for Minnesota, that's a game they might want to look back on and make sure that they don't fall into a similar trap in the postseason where we talk a lot, right, about physicality and toughness and not getting pushed around and sort of imposing your will on the opponent. It's important, but if it's the sole focus of what you're doing out there, then you end up, you know, losing who you are as a team. And I think that's probably a little bit of what happened to the Wild last night.
Really interesting thing to watch, no question. Jackie Redmond is with us from the NHL Network. Jackie, before we let you go, I want to get your take on the latest. Roman Josi actually had two games where he didn't have a point after 13 in a row with at least one, a couple of four-point games in there, and then last night bounces back with 3 points. It's a heck of a race right now for the Norris Trophy. I know you guys are watching it daily there. Give us your latest, because I know you've done a lot of research on this, as you try to examine Roman Josi versus Cale Makar.
Listen, I have been chomping at the bit to talk about this. I was just thinking, they better not ask me about Roman Josi. We got to talk about Josi. We got to. And to me, like, it's the Norris is his award to lose, and I'm starting to hear people throw his name out as someone that should be in the conversation with the Hart as well, and I do agree with that sentiment. I don't know that he should win the Hart, but I think his name definitely deserves to be in that conversation. But a couple of weeks ago, you know, I did a Norris power rankings, and I had Josi at the top of my list. And, you know, it's no disrespect to Cale Makar. Cale Makar is having an unbelievable season as well. But when you look at Roman Josi's entire game, it's hard to deny the impact that he's had on the Predators. And, you know, I kind of made my proclamation that, to me, Roman Josi deserves to win the Norris if he continues the season that he's having. And I got a lot of flack from Avs fans who were not happy with me. But I found it interesting that the counter-argument to everything that I had to say, and it wasn't just about the points, although, you know, pushing for a 100-point season is something we haven't seen since the early 90s. Even if he hits 90 points, that's something that we haven't seen in so long. You have to respect that. And, you know, he's got a bit of a gap over Cale Makar. But outside of the points, it's everything else that he does. His underlying numbers are solid. His possession numbers are good. He controls zone exits, zone entries. It feels like so much of what Nashville does runs through Roman Josi. And he's logging 25 minutes a night or something around that. And the counter that I got from a lot of Avs fans, and I want your guys' take on this, was plus minus. I was like, is that what
we're
Come on. That's 1980s
really?
Right there. Come on. What? Colorado didn't have a team in the 1980s. Or it was the Colorado Rockies in the 1980s. Come on.
Yeah, I was like, and it wasn't just one person. I mean, there were so many people in the replies on Twitter that were like, oh, but look at Cale Makar's plus minus. It blows Roman Josi's out of the water. And I'm like, first of all, like, plus minus can never be the great separator of, like, who
no.
should win something and who
yeah.
shouldn't. And on top of that, like, you know, that's such a team-influenced stat, and I think we can all agree that the Colorado Avalanche, who are very solidly in first place, are not the same team offensively as the Nashville Predators, who have to work a little harder for their offense. And so, for me, that's just a crazy argument to throw out there, because while Cale Makar influences the Avs and is a big part of what they do offensively, he does benefit from being on the ice all the time with such a deep forward group offensively, whereas the Nashville Predators forward group doesn't quite have the depth, obviously, that the Colorado Avalanche have. So to compare that to me is just, I haven't said this in a long time, but absolute baloney. So for me,
now spell it, Jackie.
It's Roman Josi. It's Roman Josi all day for me. And, you know, I've read a lot about Roman Josi. I've interviewed him a few times recently as well. And He just seems like a salt of the earth kind of guy. And, you know, I'm happy for him because he's killing it. And I think he's a big, big, big reason why the Predators find themselves in a playoff spot this season and why we've seen Johansson and Duchesne have the seasons that they have had as well. So for me, it's him all day.
They're two special players. They're two elite defensemen. But if your argument or counter argument is plus minus, like, wow, like you got to do better than that. Come on, two elite defensemen.
Yeah, go find the video. You look at the replies. You'll see it. You'll see it there a lot.
Hey, we always enjoy our chats with you. Good luck finding the vehicle. I don't have a free one for you, but good luck finding one, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right, you do the same. Jackie Redmond from NHL Network. Good stuff from her, as always. We'll continue the discussion. Also, there's been some funny text we need to get to. Don't forget, you can watch Jackie on NHL Network today. NHL Now is the show, and I watch it a lot, and I know a lot of you do. It starts at 3 o'clock today, so check it out. It's a really, really good show. Usually it's her and EJ Raddick, and they do a fantastic job. We'll come back. More on the other side. ESPN 102.5 The Game. Thank you, Mookie. Good stuff. Jackie Redmond, NHL Network, back here on the DDC. Someone on the text line says, someone's getting you back for last week saying you're giving away Vandy, Tennessee tickets. Oh, that was on Friday.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, somebody's getting you back.
Maybe so. Gator Tim says on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHunter.com, Darren, it feels like Elijah did this because sometimes you give away Preds tickets to caller 27.
Wow.
I'm actually kind of mad I didn't think of something like this.
It's somebody
There's
you
levels
know.
Levels to this.
It's somebody you know, Darren.
Well, a lot of people on the text line are blaming Stillman, so they are saying Jared did it.
I'm just going to say it's somebody you know, Darren.
You think?
Oh, yeah, I think it is. Not that I know who it is, but I think it's somebody you know, because I don't think somebody you don't know would say, hey, listen, call when he's between these hours.
Of course, that's
and everything else, yes.
Yeah. Tom in Nashville says, the ad should have read, we'll trade potato cakes for a Jeep Commander. Well, how do you find potato cakes? Tell me how you find them. Apparently, some Arby's. Someone said that Buck Rising posted that. So, I don't know. Somebody's saying the competition's getting you. I don't know. So, good stuff. Jackie, that was, you know, it is going to be a fun race. Let's talk about last night's game because there's a lot to digest. And that I thought Phil Tomasino was outstanding. I've been saying for weeks, probably 3 weeks, that Tomasino should be moved up. He was moved up, and he produced. I thought he played an outstanding game. He had 3 points. And I think personally, and I know, you know, all things change and nothing is ever set in stone, but I hope they give him, you know, a chance to keep playing in the top six. I think he's deserved it. Like I said, I've been saying this for probably 3 weeks pretty consistently that Tomasino needs to be moved up. And last night he got that opportunity, and he produced. Of course, you know, that line was really, really good. Overall, really good game by the Predators.
Yeah, it was. Watching it, as I brought up the question to Jackie, for one, special teams was great. It seemed they got off on the hot note that they wanted to get off on. They scored first. They controlled the game. But I think Minnesota, it just seemed like they were more thinking about, hey, let's show Nashville that we can be tough, rather than, you know, actually playing the game and try to win the game. And that's the problem you run into when, you know, the perception is one team is tougher than you are. Then you go out and you go get a few players, and then all of a sudden you got to try to show how tough you are. And that's not your game. The Predators can be that way because that's their game. They can be physical, but they also can play the finesse game. They can play both. Minnesota can't play both without sacrificing. They can't play one without sacrificing the other. And it seemed like last night they tried to play one way, and it didn't work.
I thought it was a big factor in the game, and I do think there's no doubt that the Wild wanted to show this new thing that they did at the trade deadline. And look, since the trade deadline, they've been awesome. They went 9-0-1 coming into last night. So I think they wanted to flex their muscles a little bit. They had been beaten twice by the Predators up in Minnesota. And I think they wanted to show they have this new layer to their game. And I thought that was a great job by Nashville to be ready for that and say, okay, you want to try to match us in that? We'll show you that this has been part of our game, and we thrive in a game like that. That was a really, really important dynamic, I think, early in the hockey game. And then the other part, of course, was the start. Nashville came out. They made plays on their power play, and they were able to get the lead and dictate the play. And I'll tell you what, Minnesota did not go away. It would have been easy for Minnesota to say, we got our playoff spot pretty much locked in. This isn't our night. We'll just look forward to the next game. They kept pushing, and I never felt really secure about it until there were about 6 or 7 minutes left. And until Matt Duchene scored that goal, I wasn't totally comfortable, because by the end of the night, they had 49 shots. It's really hard to contain that Minnesota team. But, Derek, I think you really hit on a big dynamic. Bill Guerin, I don't think, made any secret about it at the trade deadline. He's old school. You know, he's got that balance. He was a really good skilled player, but he appreciates the toughness in the game. And so he felt his team was a little bit light in that area, and he went out and got a couple of guys. And those guys were involved in the fights last night.
Yep, they were. Let's go to our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHunter.com. Bicycle Boy, what's up?
Good morning, fellas. I got two questions. One, Willie, you just kind of answered. I just didn't get all the aggression on the first part of the game, especially two fights for Borowiecki. I didn't know if that was left over from the last two games when we played them up there or what, but, you know, I also thought, well, maybe this was just Minnesota coming out trying to prove that they're just as tough as we are. So that's the first question. The second one, am I the only one that has noticed that Ekholm appears to have taken a lesson out of the Roman Josi playbook and has really improved getting through the neutral zone and is carrying the puck into the offensive zone and going deep in the zone and making plays? I mean, I don't recall him doing it that much before. So there's my question, fellas.
Good
well,
question.
He just had a three-point game recently.
Yeah, he's always had that ability. Some of it, I think, depends on who his defensive partner is. But, I don't know if that's just something that they tried to reemphasize with him recently, because he kind of went through a long stretch where he wasn't getting a lot of points. But he's a guy that I've always felt like has the skill to chip in with some offensive numbers. Not on the level of Roman Josi, but he's a complete defenseman for sure. And as far as Borowiecki and maybe some history there, I don't know that there's a whole lot. I think what we just discussed before is the biggest factor, but Borowiecki's been out for a while. I think he probably want to reassert himself, you know, throw himself back in there and get that edge to his game because he hasn't played much, really. Remember, he came back very briefly, but he's missed pretty much since the All-Star break. He's missed all but a handful of games, so he's trying to get his groove back. So I think that's one way he tries to, you know, just throw himself into the deep end. But also remember, his partner has been Matt Benning for most of the year, and there was that cross-check up in Minnesota to Matt Benning's rib cage that knocked Benning out for a few weeks. I don't know if that was in the back of anybody's mind. You just never know about these things.
Ekholm had 5 hits last night. Second on the team. Chenault had 6. Also had 5 block shots, which was tied for the lead with Dante Fabro. Fabro and Ekholm were sacrificing the body for sure last night. 2 more points for Ekholm. Like I said, he just recently had a 3-point game at home. And so I think that was, maybe the Philadelphia game? I can't remember which home game it was, but it was recently. Had a 3-point game. So, look, they're going to have to play like this. And I know there is a school of thought from a lot of fans that, you know, maybe these tough games is what the Predators need. I think there is a certain mindset that they play. I've seen this a lot, you know, from Preds fans. Oh, they play down to their competition. They play up to their competition. So, well, you better hope that's the case, because their schedule is really tough here in the final 13 games. And so maybe this is an indicator after last night. Ottawa tomorrow, but then over the weekend, Florida here at Pittsburgh. So no tiptoeing through the tulips this weekend. Mm-hmm. It is going to be two very, very hard hockey games. We'll continue the discussion on the other side. We'll also talk NFL draft to begin the second hour. But first, Willie, you've got a word about Loan Pronto.
All right, yeah. Let's tell you about Loan Pronto because they've got a lot going on right now. And at this time of the year, you know, hey, look, it's April, it's tax time. You probably are doing a little bit more thinking about your finances, short-term and long-term, than you might otherwise during the year. So what Loan Pronto wants to have out there for you, if you've got the thought of moving, maybe moving up to that, quote, dream house, it's hard right now in this area. We know how it is. It's hard to sell a Jeep unless you give it away for free. But, hey, house prices are crazy right now, crazy high. Rates are moving up. So here is what Loan Pronto presents to you as a move that could be good for you. Refinance your current home, turn that equity you have into cash, and transform your current house. Add a new kitchen, a new bathroom, a pool, something outside. Loan Pronto has got awesome ways of helping you. They're the leaders in fast and easy home refis. They can help you unlock that equity you have and do some amazing things. Think about it. Your home's value is up. So instead of wasting all that on an overpriced new house, convert the equity into cash for the home makeover. Now they've got, you can have your dream home. For example, a local couple did it. They got $200,000 out and they reinvested in their home. Hardwood floors, new outdoor living space, a swimming pool with a spa. All these things could be what your own vision is. And you get a home office, whatever you might want to put in there. And you never have to move. Now you have your dream home. So call Loan Pronto and let them help you. Loan Pronto, 615-499-5780. That's 615-499-5780. Ask about all the ideas they can do for you. LoanPronto.com is the website. 499-5780, Equal Housing Lender, and NMLS, 166-1781, subject to lender approval.
You can watch us streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook every single day. Our video streaming brought to you by the Law Offices of Amanda Gentry. Back here on the DDC, Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Derek Mason with you, Elijah Campbell manning the board at the Hillside Medical Game Studio. Predators get it done 6-2 last night over Minnesota as the race continues. It is hot and heavy. Colorado's going to run away with this thing. They're the best team in hockey, although Florida, you're talking about a team that's never out of it. Last night, down 5-1 at home to Toronto. They have the most comebacks this season, down 3 or more goals in the league, and it's really not even close. And they came back and won in OT 7-6. Pretty amazing. They're 29-6 at home this year.
We've been talking about how goal scoring is up. That's the buzz around the league, is you got these explosive offensive teams, and you now have this happening. I mean, if this happened once a season in the past, you'd be amazed. But now it's happened a few times, a team down by 4. Like you said, you know, they've done it twice. So I think overall that's something the fans like, right? You want the game to not be over just because a team falls behind. It's still a special thing, but it's possible. Whereas in the past, it's like, oh, game over. Down 3-0, first period, it's over. Like last night, even though the Predators were up 4-1 at one point, did you ever think it was over? I didn't.
Well, I thought it was over once the second period, after the second period was done, just because how Nashville...
Man, you had more faith than me.
Well, just because how they were playing, how Nashville was playing.
Yeah.
And how UC was in net. That's why I figured...
Well, he was awesome.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
And that's the thing. That's the double-edged sword, is I love how they played. For the first time in a while, I really felt like they were taking the game to the opposition. They were on their game. But they did still give up some prime chances. You know, I always look. Sport Logic is what we use on our broadcast to sort of gauge the level of chances, the number, the grade. Minnesota, by the end of the night, had a lot of shots, shot attempts. Darren, you mentioned the block shots. They put a lot of heat on the Predators. They got a lot of quality. There were some breakdowns. There was breakaways. And UC Soros had to be really good. The good thing is he was.
He was 47 saves, good. Minnesota currently in second with 91 points. St. Louis with 88 points in third. The two wild card spots currently held down by Nashville with 84 points, Dallas with 83 points, Vegas on the outside looking in with 82. Now, the advantage Nashville and Dallas has on Vegas is they've got two games in hand on the Golden Knights. So we'll see. Again, I think this thing is coming down to the very end. I just don't know how you can get away from it. I just think it's set up for a whole lot of drama in the final week. Heck, it may come down to a lot of drama on the final day or two. That's how tight this is. This is going to be, and I don't see anybody. I don't see anybody fading, because there's been times when you thought Vegas didn't have it. Well, even with all the bodies out of the lineup, they haven't gone away. We thought there for a while Dallas was going to be sellers at the trading deadline. They didn't sell. They hung in there, and you know they've remained hot. So you know, and just obviously St. Louis and Minnesota are not going away, but. Yeah, it's just Edmonton. Remember their struggles early on, but they've got things going, and looks like they're good. You know, they're going to be fine. But it's going to be high drama. I like these games. I'll be curious to see how they follow up a game like this tomorrow night against Ottawa. Back to one of those non-playoff teams, right? A team that they just saw. But you won't get that this weekend, right? You're going to get that one game against Ottawa, and then it's right back to two really, really good teams in Florida and Pittsburgh. So this is, again, a huge week. I thought the power – that really, when you think about it, they had four power play goals. I mean, they didn't, but, I mean, the other one, the Tomasino goal was right as the power play had just expired. So they were just really, really good on the special teams. I don't know. I just didn't have the same feeling as you, Willie. I felt like they were the better team. I felt like they were
in control.
I thought they were dialed in, and I don't know. They were playing their game, and I didn't think
I felt that they were the better team, but you just got done mentioning, though, four goal comebacks by explosive offenses. Minnesota is in the top five of goal scoring. So
that's Coach
Willie.
They have
the capability. Coach Willie was on guard. The guard was up.
Well, the reason why I felt, you know, after the second period, because how, again, it goes back to how Minnesota started off the game. They were more sort of, they wanted to show Nashville how tough they were rather than trying to win the game. Now, if they were in Nashville's situation, maybe they would have played a little different. But I just thought they went out there with another agenda. And the agenda wasn't necessarily to, hey, let's go out there and win the game. Their agenda to me was, hey, let's go out there and beat them in fighting and show them that we're tough, that we can match their physicality. You just can't all of a sudden turn that off when you go into the game thinking that way. That's why it was great that Nashville just continued to do what they were doing. And they were in control of the game regardless of how many shots Minnesota got on goal.
Yep. Tell you what, let's do this. Let's give away a pair of tickets to see the Preds and Sharks next Tuesday at Bridgestone Arena. But this is what you have to do. They had three power play goals in the first period. That's the first time they've had three power play goals in a period since what year? What year was the last time?
Man.
Just the calendar year.
Again,
the
with
last
the years,
time they
man.
Had three
These
power
are tough
play
questions.
Goals. Yeah, well,
well
you know,
hey.
We're not just
ain't you giving away just, nothing.
Right.
Just,
I
hey,
mean,
here.
Give away Preds tickets tough. here. Caller three.
Exactly.
Blue. I mean, like, earn it. How about earn it?
Willie?
Jeez, participation guy. We were just handing out certificates to everybody. You get tickets. You get tickets.
We're not Oprah,
you
okay?
There. You get tickets. How about you earn it? A little hard work. Let's work for it. Come on. 615-737-1025. That's our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. That's where Elijah Campbell is standing by at our Hillside Medical Game Studio. When was the last time the Predators had three power play goals in a single period? What year? Just the calendar year. When did that happen? Answer that, and you've got tickets to see the Preds and Sharks next Tuesday at Bridgestone Arena. I'm just not going to give this stuff away.
Come on, Willie. You know better than that.
Come on, man. It's work. Let's roll up our sleeves.
Work hard,
today.
Coach Willie. You know about that.
Golly.
Just can't
don't
give it to
say,
him.
Whatever you do, don't say 1997. There were no Predator games played in 1997.
I will give that hint. That is wrong. Yeah. That is right. If you guess
the first eligible year would be 1998.
So it's not 1992.
Nope.
Nope. You can't go. Unless you're talking about, the Toronto Maple Leafs or, the teams that existed back then. But we're talking Preds. Preds history starts in 1998.
And we're not grading on a curve. I know Willie's in the past and joked, like, man, I'd love for you to be my teacher. Great. We're not grading on a curve. Like, oh, that year's close enough. No, you got to get the year. So okay. Do that, and you'll be at that Pred Sharks game next Tuesday. We'll come back and talk a little NFL draft. Looking forward to this because, oh, by the way, it's just around the corner. Emory Hunt, CBS. We'll do that to start hour number two. That's next on ESPN 102.5 The Game.